Unacademy upgrade deal falls through. Why UPI AutoPay keeps winning merchants. Space tech hits tax air pocket. SaaS firm Amagi to open its 1,789 crore IPO on January 13th at a valuation of over 7,800 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's start with a big breaking story in EdTech sector, and this one has been months in the making. So the much talked about Unacademy upgrade deal is officially off. Yes, you heard that right. After extended negotiations, acquisition talks between Unacademy and Upgrade have fallen through, with valuation emerging as the deal breaker here. So sources have also told Money Control that once both sides moved from exploratory discussions to hard numbers, the gap became just too wide to bridge. The talks were centered around a potential valuation of around $300 to $400 million for Unacademy. That would have marked a sharp reset from its peak valuation of about $3.4 billion during the funding boom. So what's also interesting is that valuation wasn't the only sticking point. The proposed structure also played a role. The transaction was expected to involve Unacademy's existing investors rolling over into a minority stake instead of getting a full cash exit. So that combination of valuation research and deal structure made it difficult to reach consensus. So once the terms were clearly laid out, well, the alignment slipped. Upgrade co-founder Ronnie Screwala confirmed to Money Control that the discussions ended after both sides failed to agree on valuation expectations. So what now for Unacademy? Well, with the deal off the table, the company is back to focusing inward. This comes after leadership changes also over the past year, with founders Gavram Munjal and Roman Saini stepping back from day-to-day operations. So the core test prep business is now being led by Sumit Jain. So consolidating leadership around Unacademy's largest revenue engine. And importantly, note that Unacademy still has around 1,100 crores in cash on its books. So that gives it room to decide its next move independently without immediate pressure to transact. All right, from EdTech consolidation talks to payments infra, let's move to our second story. UPI AutoPay continues to win merchants even as success rates fall. So the UPI AutoPay, we all know, is still young, far from perfect, and yet increasingly hard for merchants to ignore. Here's the data point that stands out. According to numbers from National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, that basically runs UPI, UPI AutoPay success rates have slipped sharply from around 50% earlier to roughly 30% now. Normally, that kind of drop would raise alarm bells, but adoption tells a very different story. So AutoPay transactions have grown more than 10-fold, rising to about 1,272 million in November 2025, compared with roughly 119 million in January of 2024. So why are merchants sticking around? The answer we are hearing consistently is the reach. So for most businesses, UPI AutoPay is less about perfect approval rates and more about access to India's UPI-first customer base. Several sectors, several merchants from different sectors like OTT platforms, gold savings app, all say the same thing. So UPI AutoPay also needs just a PIN, carries zero merchant discount rate, and works well for low-ticket subscriptions. So cards, on the other hand, come with friction and MDRs of about 1.5 to 2%. So put simply, when you have around 40 crore UPI users versus roughly around 5 crore credit card users, even a 30% success rate can look attractive. So merchants see it as a better than having no mandate at all, especially as familiarity and trust continue to build. Next up, a story from India's growing space tech ecosystem, where speed is turning out to be expensive. So Indian space tech startups are running into tax air pocket. So despite last year's union budget cutting import duties on space and satellite components, startups say they are unable to claim these exemptions when buying parts through global e-commerce platforms. And that's pushing up costs by around 20 to 25%. So here's what's happening. Duty exemptions apply only when imports are routed through ISRO verified approvals. So purchases made via global e-commerce platforms fall outside this process. Now, that's a problem because platforms like DigiKey, Mooser, and RS Components are the default sourcing route for specialized components, especially during early stage prototyping. Now, speed matters here, and these are typically low volume, high precision buys. So the cost impact adds up quickly. Now, what's the ask from the ecosystem? Well, extend duty exemptions to e-commerce imports or move the company level exemptions instead of part by part classification. Now, the argument is that this would align tax policy with how modern hardware startups actually build and iterate. And finally, a quick look at public market and valuation resets. Bengaluru-based SaaS company Amagi Media Labs is heading for an IPO at a lower valuation than its last private funding round. Now, according to its RHP, Amagi is targeting a valuation of about $870 million or roughly around 7,800 crores at the top end of its price band of 343 to rupees 361 per share. Now, that's a clear markdown from its earlier private valuation of around $1.4 billion. Now, this basically reflects how public market investors are prioritizing profitability and cash flows. Now, Amagi also has reduced the size of its IPO. The company will now launch a 1,789 crore issue with the issue cut to about 816 crores and the offer for sale valued at about 973 crores. Now, the IPO opens on January 13th and closes on January 16th. Just a little bit of background on Amagi. The company was founded in 2008 and pivoted from offline TV advertising to a full SaaS platform focused on programmatic advertising for connected TV and streaming platforms. And now the firm works with hundreds of content companies globally. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.